Did you ever get stuck?
Yes. Sitting on the front porch one time when I was a girl. I was grown. One flew in and stung me 3 times, right there and there. And before I could get him off, my face was swollen. It looked like a bulldog.
Some people would die from that, from getting stung in the
face. It didn't hurt me so bad. It hurt right then, but after the swelling went down, it was all right. But my mother-in-law could get stung by a wasp, and that would nearly kill her. Mm. She'd have to go to bed. She'd be sick.
What would they do for it?
Well, you could use camphor or some kind of Listerine, mm-hmm. something like that on it. Well, you can use, if you got it, you can rub some kerosene on it, and that helps. But you know, people don't have kerosene anymore.
Seems like kerosene is stinging, doesn't it?
It smells pretty bad.
What does it do, draw the stinger out?
Yeah, it just draws that poison out.
There's a little insect that hops around in the grass. You call that a... It doesn't sting or anything, it's just a...
Cricket?
Well, it looks like a cricket, but it's green.
Well, a cricket, that's a grasshopper then.
Do you ever hear that called a hopper grass?
No, a grasshopper.
And a tiny insect will get on your skin if you go walking through the woods.
Well, there's ticks.
Or
seed ticks and yearling ticks and big ticks.
What seed ticks look like?
They little bitty, look like chicken mites.
Uh-huh. What about the yearling? The other one you mentioned?
Seed ticks and yearling ticks, they're just a little bigger than a seed tick. I imagine a seed tick grows into a yearling tick.
What do you call those? I've seen them on dogs. They really look gross. They're about the size of the end of your little finger, sometimes even bigger. And they're light brown. They just really swell up. I have never seen them on a person or anything. They just get on an animal.
Well, that's a dog tick. They're just a tick that makes fill up and just keep growing till they make a... They get so full of blood till they call it a dog tick.
And a tiny red insect.
That's a red bug.
Any other name for them?
Chigger.
And say if you hadn't cleaned a room in a while, up in the corner, in the ceiling, you might find a...
Spider?
Uh-huh. What would he have built?
Web.
What would you call it if it's outside, maybe across a bush? That'd be a...
That would be a spider web, too.
And the part of the tree that grows under the ground is called a...
Roots.
Huh?
Roots.
Do you ever hear of using certain kinds of roots or vines for medicine?
Yeah.
Do you remember what any of them were?
Well, no, right now I don't.
And the kind of tree that you tap for syrup.
That's a maple.
What would you call a big group of those growing together?
Sugar maples.
And what different kinds of trees grow around here?
Oh, lots of them. I couldn't begin to tell you all.